This is KPBC 106.7 FM from Pasadena, and we are now involved in the time warp. And I'm Cousin Zeno, your host through this time warp, and I hope you're enjoying what you're listening to, as it is a bit different. But people are calling in, and I'm very happy to hear from them. And next up, we have from the 40s, the Great Gildersleeve. Before we get into the Great Gildersleeve, I was wondering if anybody recognized the voice of the announcer on this last one on Casey Crime Photographer. That was also, I was going to say Bud Collier, now it completely slipped my mind. But he had, I know later on this gentleman had, I can picture him in my mind, but he had his own show that he emceed on television. I can't remember right now. Anyhow, the Great Gildersleeve. It starred Hal Perry, and later on was transferred over to Willard Waterman. And Gildersleeve originated on the Fibber, McGee, and Molly show as a character, and got his own program, which began on NBC in August of 1941. Gildersleeve was the bachelor uncle of two children, Leroy, a wise little punk. I call him a punk. Actually, he was a radio-type, hoodlum delinquent type. He called Gildersleeve Unc, and Marjorie a teenager. They lived in the town of Summerfield, which is a nice American-type town, where Gildy was the water commissioner. Many attempts were made to marry him off, particularly to the Southern belle Leela Ransom. Some of the characters who played in the Gildersleeve, Walter Tetley played Leroy, his nephew, and Walter is he's still around. I have seen him at various little things I get to sneak into where there's a lot of old radio stars. And Loreen Tuttle at one time played Marjorie. And Hans Conried used to play a character called Oliver Honeywell. I don't think you'll hear him in this particular episode. Arthur Q. Bryan played Floyd the Barber. Arthur Q. Bryan was also the voice of Elmer Fudd, if you remember Elmer Fudd from the Warner Brothers cartoons. And Dick Frenna played Marjorie's boyfriend, Bronco Thompson, and I don't remember whether or not we have Dick Frenna as Bronco in this particular episode, but if he is, it's a pleasing surprise to me, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it too. So, let's hear from the Great Gildersleeve.